Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been warm out there. It's been in the 40s, so we had a brown Christmas. We had no snow. We had a little bit of snow on Christmas Eve, and then again this last week, late Wednesday night, if you woke up around 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, there was little snow out on the branches of pine trees, but it all melted when the sun came out. So it was a brown Christmas. Disappointment for us, but we're adults, and so we know how to live through these things. A huge disappointment to people from Hawaii, and there are so many of them who come to Minnesota at this time of year. They get tired of, you know, so many tourists around, and people always asking you directions to Diamond Head and Pearl Harbor, and you just get tired of it, and you feel like having a new experience, and they fly to Minnesota directly from Honolulu, and they land and they head north up past the lakes, and they head up into the north woods, and they're hoping for snow. They're hoping to be snowbound, and they're hoping to wind up in a little motel out there somewhere, and big flakes coming down, and late that night the motel owner knocks on the door of your cabin and says, "Sorry, but the plows can't get through. It's just too much snow. You're going to have to join Mavis and me for supper." And there you are. It's a sort of island experience, being snowbound. And you discover the beauty of imprisonment. There is great freedom and liberation in imprisonment. And isn't that the beginning of a happy marriage? So disappointment for people from Hawaii who are hoping to find snow in Minnesota. It's New Year's Eve, and New Year's Eve is the night when everybody turns on their Christmas tree lights in Lake Wobegon. It's the last night for Christmas tree lights, and then tomorrow they will all be taken down, and all of the gifts be taken away, all of those odd, interesting Christmas gifts that you got, those cinnamon-scented candles and the three-volume edition of Martin Luther and a pair of underwear with a picture of you printed on the seat. The rice steamer. You already have three of them, but here's a third rice steamer. And you can all put those all away somewhere. And maybe they'll just disappear in your basement somewhere. It was too warm for the 3 gallons of ice cream that Marilyn Tollerud had in her freezer when the refrigerator gave up the ghost on Thursday. It was too warm to keep those in that cooler out on their deck. They got the milk and the cheese out there, but it was too warm for the 3 gallons of ice cream. So she had to go next door to the Hansons and ask if she could put them in their big freezer. And Mrs. Hansen was all sort of flustered because the mister was not at home. And she said, "Well, sure, I'm sure it's not a problem," she said, "but he's going to have to come and rearrange the frozen venison sausage, so I'm going to have to give him a call. He's out on the lake. He's out on the ice. He's putting his fish house out, even though it's been warm. And the ice is not that thick. There's still people out there fishing in their fish houses, even though there's open water in parts of the lake. Some people are out there because the fishing is good in December. So they ignore the thin ice and they go out there. It's sort of nature's way of thinning out the gene pool, but she called the mister and he had to come, and there was Marilyn with 3 big gallons of ice cream for her New Year's Eve party, and she was already starting to apologize for having bothered them. No, it's not a problem," said Mr. Hanson. "There's been a little bad blood between the Hansons and the Tollerudes because of the Hansons' dog, Harvey, who barks at Marilyn Tollerud, and not in a friendly sort of a way, but in an aggressive way, at a next-door neighbor. And when there's an angry dog next door, you have to assume that it sort of has learned this attitude from its owners, hasn't it? So little unease about this. And the dog was there growling at Marilyn down in the basement as he's rearranging the big wrapped packages of venison sausage. And she said, you know, I could just take this into the cafe, she said. I could just take this into the church. I'll put it in the freezer. No, don't bother. No, he said. It's not a problem. I mean, if you didn't need us to lend you some freezer space, why did you come over? I mean... So they got into a fight over the good deed, and there's no worse fight than that. And Mrs. Hansen said, let me make some coffee. It'll only take a minute. No, don't go to any trouble for me, she said. And then there was a slurping sound, and the dog had found a way to open the gallon of vanilla ice cream, and his snout was down in it. And Mr. Hansen getting madder and madder and madder. But whose venison sausage? This isn't my venison sausage. This must be Carl's. This must be Jim's or something. What's this doing here? Everybody getting upset and the dog snarling. And finally, Marilyn just picked up her shopping bag with the 3 gallons of ice cream. And she said, I'm so sorry for bothering you. And she headed for the door. And the bag got wet and the ice cream fell down. And the vanilla ice cream flowed out onto the carpet. And as we say, it was just one thing after another. One thing after another. But it's cool enough for that cooler to keep the milk and the cheese so she'll be able to make the artichoke dip for her New Year's Eve party tonight for the 6 people who've been coming to the Tollerudes. For 20, 30 years they've been coming, the same 6 people. And they've been coming so long they don't even need to be invited anymore. They just come, that's all. It would be hard to unfriend people in Lake Wobegon. They might not even notice, so you try to stay on an even keel with people because they're going to come whether they're invited or not. So that's New Year's Eve in Lake Wobegon. It always ends by 11 o'clock. They never... No point in going all the way to midnight. You know, people are in a good mood New Year's Eve. They want to be positive. They want to look forward to the future. They want to be hopeful. They don't want to brood over the past. Sure don't want to brood over the future. Brood about possible disaster, which means that you'd have to suffer it twice. You just stay upbeat on New Year's Eve. And not just make resolutions, but make real changes in your life. That's what people are thinking in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. Take a walk every day. Let's start doing that. Half an hour, brisk walk, 15 minutes out, 15 minutes back. You could pray on your way back. Pray that you reach home, but you could pray for other things. It could be meditation. You could spend some wonderful time this way. You could economize on the little things that you don't really care about. So you save up money for something big and splendid. You could walk anywhere that's within 3 miles, and all the money you save on gas, you could spend on a trip to Peru. You could read some good books. You could observe the Sabbath, or half of the Sabbath. Just do nothing. A day of rest. Let's do it. Let's actually do it. Let's make a change. That's what people are thinking in Lake Wobegon. There's all this glitter in the rug from the Christmas cards and the smell of pine boughs in the air and the sound of people chopping firewood and smell of nutmeg from the kitchen. Things are happening. Good things are happening. Just about. Almost here. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking. All the children are above average.